Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And let's read verse 1 to verse 20. And then we pray. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 20. It says, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as many pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with the all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and washing there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us to come and to worship you and to serve you and do the work of yours. Thank you for your word to remind us about children, about parents' responsibilities, about masters and servants and servants, and also about the importance that we need to pray. Lord, we magnify you, we adore you. We worship you, Lord. Let's come to God with thanksgiving now. Give him thanks for all the good things that you have, your health, your job, your income, and the salvation of Jesus, the Word of God, the blessing, the answer of prayers, his presence in our life, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and the rest of the gifts that we receive, small and big, and the favor, and the miracles, the wonders, the protection, the deliverance, the guidance, the wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for all this. things. We are grateful to you, Lord. And Lord, now we come and we ask you to forgive us our sins. Let us confess our sins. Let us renounce them so God will forgive us and Jesus will purify us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord. Forgive, O God, and please convict us to repent of our sin. All the brethren here and in other places, O God, that your church is spread and the congregations cleanse and guide us with the scriptures to understand your will and to walk in your ways. Thank you, Jesus. Let's now come to God and let us ask him our needs, our petition and our needs. Let us ask alms from him to help us. Lord, please, we have no one to ask but you. Please answer our prayers. Answer us, O God. Increase our faith, take doubts away. Provide, Lord, strengthen. No one can do it, Lord, but you. You help. You help. Please, Lord. Please, we ask you to help us, to guide us, to provide for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. By faith we receive. We receive all our prayers that answered, and you will provide according to your will, and in the right time you will give in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for one another. If you know any brother or sister in need, or any person in need, we need a prayer. Pray. Let's pray now. Pray for her. Pray for him. Let's pray. Hear our prayers, O God. Lead us and guide us. Strengthen us. Lord, help us. Help us. Help, O God, provide. Open your hands, Lord, and do miracles and healing. Jesus, help us, help us, help us. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife. Pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Help, Lord, help. Help each and every family here. Help each man to lead his family, that he will put you in his head. To follow your words and commands, pray for wives to be submissive to their husbands as they are leading the family in your will with your word. Pray for parents to give instruction clear to their children so they will follow exactly. Oh God, pray for also children to respect their parents and obey the word of God and the discipline they put that come from your word. You make a way, Lord. I pray for each and every family to shine for you, that people will see Christ through their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for family worship every day. I pray for your word to preach in the family and also outside, reaching the neighborhood, reaching families and new people for Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your goodness and and your faithfulness and your help and your support. Thank you for the leading of yours in our lives. Let's pray. Pray now for your workplace, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss. Pray for your job. Pray for the people around you. Lord, I pray for salvation to flow in all the places that your people have been placed. Bless these places of work, whether schools, restaurants, hospitals, and shops, whatever place, factories. I pray for blessing. I pray for finances to flow. I pray, Lord, that you provide, oh God, for them, for all these places, so your people will receive their salaries on time, oh God, and they'll be faithful in giving to you what's due for you from tithes and offering and fresh food. I pray for all those pending salaries that they will give them, they will not delay, in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, that your people will be a good example, they will do well, they will also be faithful, and they will be preaching your word, and oh God, you make a way, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. I pray for those without job, give them job and income. And soon, in the name of Jesus, provide for them, solve their financial problem in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now. Pray now for the people that around us, people that you meet every day. Pray for your colleagues, pray for your neighborhood, pray for your relatives and friends, the people that in contact with every day and even through the social media. I pray that salvation will flow. I pray that all these contacts that we have, oh Lord, that will work with you, Lord, to impart your word, impart your message to them. I pray for salvations of people that we are in contact with, that in one way or another, that your word will be preached. Give us opportunity that we can read scriptures, send scriptures, explain scriptures to them, release scriptures to their lives. You help us, O God. You help us, Lord Jesus. Nothing is impossible with you. You lead us and guide us and support us with your love and your mercy, O Lord. You support us, O God, to preach. And I pray for people to be saved. Pray for salvation to flow through us, through all the members and workers and the parents, elders, council members of the church, the pastors, the evangelists, that the new people, new families, the new areas, the new congregation to be open to the gospel in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the two nations of, let's pray for Sri Lanka, let's pray for Ukraine, let's pray for Ukraine, the war there will stop. Lord, we once again, we plead to you, Lord, that this war stop in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of war and fighting and murder and killing. Lord, we bind the name of Jesus. Let me stop this war. Protect our family and our lovely one there for the sake of the children, for the sake of the old, for the sake of the sick people. Lord, I pray, let this war be stopped in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Sri Lanka. I pray for this economic crisis to be relieved. Oh God, we pray for we pray, Lord, for your mercy to be granted, O God. We pray for your will be done. We pray for our church member there, or our loved one there, that you will be the one to provide all the needs, especially the petrol, the food, the education to continue there. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a better situation for that nation. O God, hear our prayers. Let's pray now for this nation, UAE, where God has placed His church and the extension of the church to the countries of Oman. Let's pray for Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also Indonesia, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Armenia, Uganda, Malawi, Nigeria, to pray for all these places that the church has extended, and let's pray that we'll have favor from God in the sight of all the governors and those in authorities. Lord, we trust you, Lord. You provide for us. You help us. Oh God, you guide us. You strengthen us. Lord, we pray for favor from all these governments, that all our logistic needs, all the need of whatever offices, documentations, you will be the one, Lord, to provide for us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for salvation for those in authorities, that you reveal yourself to them through visions and through dreams, that they will know you, they will follow you. Oh God, do miracles, help us to evangelize. We commit ourselves to you, Lord, to proclaim your word, to be good example to others, to follow the rules of the country, and we will preach your word, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. O Lord, and we pray now, let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself in your ministry. Pray that you will be refilled once again with the Holy Ghost. Lord, refill us in the name of Jesus with the Holy Spirit. And give us the spiritual gifts that we need to evangelize, to preach your word, to reach others, O God, to proclaim it. Gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of miracles, and gift of prophesying, pastoring, teaching, gift of message of knowledge, message of wisdom, gift of exhortation. Lord, help, provide all skills and things that we need, O Lord, to preach your word. You help us. You guide us, strengthen us, O Lord. Lead us, O God, with the Holy Spirit. Bless your church. O God, bless all the ministries. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the will of God. I pray you fulfill it, O God. O Lord, we pray for expansion. We pray for more Bible studies and congregation to be planted. I pray for more people to be saved, more people to receive water baptism, more people to receive Holy Ghost baptism. Oh God, bless all the ministries of the church, the worship ministry, the publication ministry, the translation ministry, the church school, the church clinic, the church banking. Bless the children and youth ministry under their parents. Oh God, bless the farming ministry. Oh God, use us mightily, O Lord, anoint us. And Lord, we pray for this worship today. Bless our worship, O God. O God, as we offer it to you, O God, giving our life and all what we have for you, Lord, bless our worship, bless the songs, bless our prayers, bless the message, bless the giving. Even I pray you bless this recording, O God. Use it to reach the rest of our church members and other places, O God. Thank you, Lord. Make it a glorious worship. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. This all we ask and this all we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Consider that we are in your presence.
Everything for us to live
and move and have our being in this room. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to be in our presence, the Lord God, in our worship, in our whole worship today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that even you have made a way that we can come before your presence, before your throne. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Lord God, for the price that you have paid for us so that we can come to you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you are our Lord. You are our shepherd.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank God for a wonderful time that we have in our worship. Let's now bring our tithe and offering and our first food into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us, you provide for us. Even here we are, we bring to you what you do for you from tithe offering and first fruit. Lord, look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless your people, O God, and pour out so much blessing they have no place to keep, that we have no place to keep up your blessing, and rebuke the devourers and pestilence from our lives, and let all nations see that we are blessed by you. Multiply this money, bless it, and use it to preach the gospel, O Lord, and I pray that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified. Bless the rest of our worship, bless the word of God, anoint my lips, and let your will be prevailed. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We continue today speaking about the issue of the unlawful marriages. We started last week, and we take a scripture in the Old Testament, and we read the New Testament, and this topic is so important now because it is so wise to press such sin in all nations and countries, and we need to be aware, we need to be alert about it. It is the sin that causes loss of salvation, it can go to our children, it can go to our disciples, it can be reached to the next generation. It is the sin that God does not want to exit in His church, and we should really work. As we are working in this campaign, there are people working against this campaign. So that's why we need to be alert with the scripture, why God does not want certain marriages, because they are unlawful marriages. We discussed last week about what Jesus said about divorce and remarriage, and today we'll go to the book of Mark chapter 10 and verse 2 to verse 12. Christ make exemption that in Matthew that if there's adultery, then the man can divorce and remarry. But we understood that he said to the Jews, and for the Jews, the one who caught an adultery, he'll be stoned. So at the end, that if your spouse will die after being stoned, you can remarry because she's dead. And since now we cannot stone, so also we cannot allow divorce and remarriage. It is adultery. And now Jesus wants to cleanse his church from such sin. Such sin is can lose of salvation if the relationship continues. The unlawful relationship, if it will continue, they will not be able to enter heaven because of the sin of adultery. In book of Mark, he did not mention any excuse. He said that any divorce and remarriage he considered adultery. Just read. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. There was no divorce. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then, they are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house, the disciple asked him again of the same matter, and he said unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time you give us, and anoint my lips, and put verses and statements to explain your word to your people. Oh God, help us to cleanse your church and your body of Christ from such unlawful sin, and to discipline our children and disciples and our workers to follow these instructions of yours in the Word of God. O God, direct the message in the way that you want it to be, and let your name be lifted up and magnified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here Jesus is very clear. He did not put any exemption. Any divorce and remarriage, he considered it as adultery. And he is not only for men, also for the woman. If a man will do it, he's adultery. And also he say, if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery. So the same would apply to the man is also applied for the woman. And that is the situation that God wants to cleanse his church from immoralities. In the book of Luke, he spoke the same, you know, in the Gospels. You know, some people, they say, where Jesus spoke about separation, so what he's saying here, if you are divorced and remarried, that's adultery. What Jesus is telling them, they need to separate, because the only way to stop a destiny of adultery is by separation. How about they say it is a legal wife, it's a legal husband? In heaven there is no legal. There is, if that is the second marriage, second wife, second partner, second father, second mother, that is all adultery. And it will be only atoned by the blood of Jesus after they separate from that. So in the book of Luke, chapter 16, and verse 18, here Jesus, he said it in one statement here in the book of Luke. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever married her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. That's very clear. There's no second marriage. It is considered adultery, and the treatment for it is to separate. There's no other way. In the book of John, we discuss in the book of Matthew, in the book of Mark, in the book of Luke, you see the word of Jesus in the book of John. John chapter 4, when he was dealing with the immoralities of the Samaritan woman. Book of John chapter 14, I will read verse 16 to 18. When he was with the Samaritan woman, he was preaching to her the gospel. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. Go, call your husband and come. Bring him with you. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. She said, I don't have husband. He said, you are right. You don't have husband. The woman, verse 18, for thou hast had five husband, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that say thou truly. He told her, you have five, and the one now with you is not your husband. Now, verse 16, he told her, go and bring your husband. Jesus did not tell her, you are doing adultery. You know, he did not offend her with this. He said, go and bring your husband. And also, he wants her to confess herself. He doesn't want to tell her, you are doing adultery. Jesus knew what she was doing, but he does not want to offend her, and he wanted to confess it herself. Actually, she confessed when she told him, I have no husband. Because it really, what whom she is living in was immoralities. She was confessing to him that she was doing immoralities. But the answer of Jesus, when he told her, that you already have no husband. It means that, but it's all that you have five. It means that the five men, no one of them, Jesus now considered as her own husband. So what he was telling her? You have to be away from all men and live for God. You need to separate yourself from all men. Because no one of them is fit at this time to be your husband after you have defiled yourself in such a matter, in such a manner. That's very clear now. What she need to do, this woman? She has to separate herself and live for God. And that's what the Jesus, you know, in the, there's a scripture in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, book of Deuteronomy chapter 24. I tell you the truth, there are people who want to kill me because of this topic. But that's sin, and we need to preach. And we need to stand. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, verse 24. When a man hath taken a wife, listen to this, and married her, and it came to pass that he find no favor in his sight, his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let her write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, verse 4, her former husband, he divorced her, the former one, and she go and marry another, the other man divorced her, or he died. Okay? Her former husband, the first man, which sent her away, may not take her again. He cannot get her back. He may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled. The Samaritan woman was defiled by five men. For that is abomination before the Lord, and thou shalt not cause the land to sin which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now these are the New Testament scripture that speak about the unlawful marriages. Let's go now to Matthew chapter 14. So now is that Israel in the Old Testament spoke about the unlawful marriages, dealt with it. Jesus very clear dealt with it now, without the scriptures. Now the third person have dealt with it is, you know, John the Baptist. John the Baptist, they kill him because he dealt with this sin. He was beheaded because of that sin. Let's read Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, and let's read verses 3 and 4. I'll not read the whole story, but you know it, that he was beheaded. While he was beheaded, let's read verse 3 and 4. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake. Who is Herodias? Herodias is the wife of his brother. And his brother is still alive. He wants to marry her. He married her already. His brother Philip's house. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. John told him, it is not lawful for thee. The title of our message is the unlawful marriages. I took the word unlawful from what John the Baptist said to Herod. It is unlawful for you to have her. We can say to those who have divorced and remarried, who have multiple marriage, yeah, we can tell them they married a divorced woman, they married a woman who has children from others, she married a man who has children from others. These are unlawful marriages. And we need to speak it. We speak it very loudly. Because that sin now is very rampant and spread inside the churches. Not outside, even inside the churches. That's why we need to continue to speak the word of God. Now let me tell you something else. You know, there's a certain time a relationship between man and woman, they are not married on paper, but they have children. This is also considered marriage. Does not need to be having legal paper to consider marriage. Why? Because the definition of marriage, as we have, let's read Mark chapter 10, they say, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain but one flesh. Marriage is that the two become one flesh. And what is the proof that they have become one more than a child? When they have a child, it means that they have already united and become one through this child. Now, what we can do with this case is, if they have not married before, these two, and they have child, if they don't have other children from others before this child, put them in marriage. Because they cannot go and marry another. Because that's already marriage. They should be put in marriage and complete the family. But if they, one of them, or both of them, married to others previously, you cannot put them in marriage. They have to separate. If they have children from others before this child, even without marriage, that previous is considered marriage, and that one, the second marriage, they need to separate. It is a very serious issue. Israel, Jesus, John the Baptist was beheaded because of this. The Pharisees came to Jesus arguing with you about divorce and remarriage. Who else? Paul, Apostle Paul, dealt with this matter also in the book of Romans. Book of Romans. Again, the same that is applied for men, apply for the woman. Book of Romans. Romans chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 2 and 3. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband he be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. So if the husband died, it's okay. But if he's still alive, no. In verse 39, chapter 7, verse 39. First Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 39. You say the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. The same for the man. If the wife alive, you cannot go to another woman. Even if she is with other man, if she married another man, or okay, but since she is alive, you cannot remarry another. No polygamy also. in faith, in our faith. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will only in the Lord. Now very clear also, bound with her husband. If he is alive, she cannot. So Paul also, he fought against unlawful marriages. So what he is saying here, he is saying, if you are married again and your husband alive, you separate. Because that is the way to stop the sin of adultery. You know, God in His Word, He put one wife. He made one wife for Adam, right? Let's read. In the book of Genesis chapter 2. Chapter 2 verse 22. He say, and the rib which the Lord God has taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. One woman, made a woman, and brought her unto a man. And Paul in book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, he recommend one wife. He recommend one husband. First Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, not wives, wife. And let every woman have her own husband and not husbands. And you know, this time is a terrible time. It is a terrible time. It's like the time of Noah in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17 and verse 26 and verse 27. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. You see the sin here? Wives, multiple. But it should be only one wife. They married wives. They have two, three wives. They have two, three husbands like the Samaritan woman. They need to separate. To live for God, that is how the sin to be stopped. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Jesus is coming, and Jesus wants His church to be clean from such sin. What is our concern? What are the cases that we are targeting? Divorce and remarriage. Multiple marriages. Multiple partners or polygamy. Live in relationship, having children without marriage. That's our campaign. Our campaign against all these things. A single father or a single mother who married not the mother or the father of his or her first child or children. A second partner, a second wife, a second husband, a second mother, and a second father. All these unlawful marriages. What is the purpose of our campaign? To create atmosphere of awareness for this issue and sin. Explain about the sin of such marriages or relationship. Stress on the loss of salvation if this sin continues. Explain the curse that will pass into their children and the next generation. Explain that new people will be infected and do the same sin if the churches refuse to deal with such a sin. Explain that Jesus is coming soon and looking to meet His church who is supposed to be without blemish, wrinkle, or spot. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27, that He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Forward the message to others, including workers and churches, and pray for them to repent from condoning such sin. Pray for those who are in such sin to repent. Preach to them the message. Pray for your protection and the protection of the rest of the body of the workers who are dealing with those with such sin. Report all the cases that you are meeting of such. All the repercussions will be discussed for further counseling and decision. Feel free to contact me for any clarification, questions, assistance, and counseling. Pray for me to have new open doors to preach and deliver the message in the way it should be, and pray for my protection. Let's put this forward. I decided to put this teaching in a clear message, so that we'll be ready now and even after my departure, so that the church will be prepared for such. It is so rampant, and it is, I believe, it's maybe like now or worse than the time of Noah, such sin. It is so deceiving, and the worst of these things is that the churches now are not speaking about such sin and condoning it and blessing those who are, but we have to say the truth. The churches who are condoning these things, they will have their lesson will be also repeated in their midst. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for sending your word to us. Thank you, Lord, for enabling me, O God, to deliver your word. I pray, Lord, for the protection of all the workers, for my protection, protection of our families, our loved ones. Protect our children from such sin, from such evil, O God. We commit ourselves, Lord, to deal with such sin, O God, to cleanse our church, O God, to cleanse our families. Lord, we pray, O God, that this message will reach the rest of the body, O God, of your church, and the workers to be equipped, O God, to do the cross, to do this work of yours, to carry the cross. This is our cross, to do the miss and to speak the truth at this time, O God, that you say it's like the time of Noah's, no worse even, Lord. But you help us. Help us, O God. Lead us. We are shepherds of our soul. We give you full control, Lord. I have given you full control. That's why I deliver this message. Protect me, Lord, and protect my family, O God. Lord, I pray for the anointing upon the message, this recorded and the written message, and the messages on the website and every place. O God, use it, O God. Use it for your glory. Shepherd of our soul. We give you full control to lead us and to guide us.
Listen to me.
us, O God. Lead your church. Lead us. Take your message and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you have with us. Give us, Lord, from harm so that we not keep him. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.